Why is it that Rourke is able to ignore his true love for Dominique? How could he be indifferent to her for so long in the novel? Wouldn't the rational man want to have her by his side through the many years of his struggle? Well, Rourke does not ignore Dominique for a minute. He is not indifferent to her. He always loves her, and he's always aware of his love for her. Rourke is simply waiting. He's waiting for her to see the world the way he sees it. In other words, to see the possibility that values can successfully be achieved. Now, you say he wants her by his side in his struggle. What good would it do him in his struggle if she comes in and she says, I want to help you build these great buildings, but of course your buildings are going to be necessarily a failure because you're a genius, so you're doomed to failure. Now, what is she supposed to do in a situation like that? Is she supposed to pretend she doesn't believe any of that? And that's what Rourke meant when he said, you'll destroy yourself if you come to me now. Or is she supposed to go on, in which case she's fighting the very man that she's loving? It would destroy her completely. The only way, and Rourke saw this, the only way that they could live and love is when she comes to see the error of her philosophy. Now, someone once asked Ayn Rand, it's sort of relevant to this question, why didn't Rourke early in the novel convert Dominique to objectivism? Explain to her the benevolent universe, and then he would solve all his problems. And Ayn Rand said, he couldn't because he didn't write this novel. I did. So if Rourke, if you can take it this way, if Rourke read Introduction to Objectivist Epistemology and came back and explained it all to Dominique, he would have got her from the beginning, but that would not have been the fountainhead.